So everything started from my mom's show. So she's on a Swedish reality TV show, Svenska Hollywood Fruar. Don't believe everything you see on social media to be, like, don't think that's how it is all the time. Because obviously people are mostly putting on their best of themselves. I think happiness is like having those relationships, like really meaningful relationships with people you love, and you don't need to have a ton of friends. I don't know, like it's like I have two options. Should I film everything that I do and like every single moment, or and like grow my following that way? Or can I just like have my moments where I want to just not think about filming anything and not capturing the moment? And I'm struggling with everyone just being on their phones and being more and more awkward, like yeah. In real life situations. Like, you should never work bad, you know? Like, if you don't like your job, you should quit.
Yeah.
And you should find something that you love.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the I Love Success podcast. This is the podcast where I help you to create a better life. To do that, I meet with amazing people that are going their own way and chasing their own dreams. Today's guest is Hannah Montesami, a lifestyle blogger, influencer, and model based in Venice, California. She loves traveling, and together with her mom, Maria Montesami, and sister, Sara Montesami, she runs the clothing line Montesami Brand. We just had an incredible time, and to talk with this humble, yet so confident and beautiful young girl in so many ways made me so happy. And there's actually hope for this planet and hope for you. So kick back, relax, and enjoy the show. Welcome, Hannah.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's so funny to be here and sit with you because we're both from Sweden and you grew up here, but you're half Swedish. And so I think we're going to have an amazing conversation today. And this is your first podcast. How does that feel?
I know it's a little nerve-wracking, but also exciting. It's an honor to be invited here. Even just the name I Love Success podcast, it's kind of feels like an honor that I would be invited to something like that. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Yeah. It's so, for me, I love meeting, I just said this off the camera before, but I love being with people like you that dare to go after what you want and do something a little bit out of the ordinary and have that courage. So thank you for doing that. It's an inspiration and we want more people to do that. And that's why we're here today and gonna have some fun.
Yeah.
So Hannah, how did this journey start? With your clothing line, starting social media, blogging. Can you just talk us through why did you decide to do that and how did it all start?
So everything started from my mom's show. So she's on a Swedish reality TV show, Svenska Hollywood Fruar.
Yeah, good accent there.
Thank you.
And she's actually been on this podcast before.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she told
like
me
about
that
a year ago.
She was like, yeah, we cried together.
Yeah. Yeah, we had an awesome time.
Yeah. And then Sarah was on the podcast as well.
Yeah, Sarah too. So.
Okay, yeah.
I'm glad to have you now.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, so everything started off with the TV show. So we've now been doing that. I mean, I think we're about to film like our 12th or 13th season. So we've been doing it for a while, and it is like about my mom and the other Swedish women. But that's kind of like how everything started for me. So like maybe a year after the first episode aired, I got asked to be a blogger for a VIP blogger magazine, Veckorevyn.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I've been blogging every single day for eight, nine years. So it's been a while. And then social media kind of like went through that boom right after I started the blog. And at first, like, I didn't really know, like, what Instagram was. Like, I didn't know it was going to be what it is today. Like, no, I remember, like, denying followers, like, because I was like, no, I want to keep it private.
Yeah.
And now I just, like, turned it into more of, like, a business for me,
yeah.
Which I am actually really grateful for. And I think it's, like, a great platform for people to kind of, like, market themselves as a brand and build their presence in the world. because it's so much easier now than even back then before I started blogging to like put yourself out there and like kind of make yourself your own brand.
Yeah, it's amazing. And how do you work with yourself to stay true to yourself and be genuine, you know?
I think it's super important to be yourself, and you should actually really try to make it clear that you're not someone else. Like, I think people really, now even more than maybe 1 or 2 years ago, I think people can catch on so easily if you're like, say you're advertising for something that they know you would never use. Like, yeah. Stuff like that is very important. And like, that all goes into your brand. Like, it all goes into your image. So you need to be very careful, like, that you're staying true to yourself and you're not making decisions that will reflect you badly, yeah. You know?
It takes a lot of courage and confidence to do this, right? Can you feel that sometimes, that people might see that you're very courageous and have this big, big self-confidence, but can you feel like that little girl sometimes?
For
like,
sure, yeah. I mean, I get nervous all the time, yeah. So it's very, don't believe everything you see on social media to be, like, don't think that's how it is all the time. Because obviously people are mostly putting on their best of themselves and they're not really showing the like bad times. So it's easy for someone to look at Instagram and all they see is good, 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 and they don't see like the bad things. So they think like, oh, why am I having these bad problems and no one else is? Like, yeah. That's just not the case. Like, most people are not posting the bad stuff, they're posting the good stuff.
Yeah. What is happiness, Hannah?
I think happiness is like having those relationships, like really meaningful relationships with people you love, and you don't need to have a ton of friends. Like, I don't have a ton of friends, but I do have the friends that mean so much to me, you know? And like right now, living in Venice, I don't have all of my girlfriends there. So it gets a little hard. Like, one of my best friends is in Orange County, and then another of my best friends is in San Diego. So we obviously get busy and we don't see each other all the time. And sometimes I wish I just like could call one of them, like, hey, let's go to lunch, you know? And obviously, yes, I have Sarah, but we do a lot of stuff together. So like, you know, you just, you got to mix it up, but
yeah, living together, doing everything together, yeah. It could be
like sometimes you just need lunch with another friend, you know? Yeah,
no offense, Sarah.
No offense, Sarah.
Yeah, so how do you work to grow your audience, and what are your goals with this whole influencing lifestyle business thing that you're doing?
I definitely want to grow my following and stuff like that. I think it's harder now to get followers for some reason. I know, at least in like my blogger world, like I always talk with my friends who blog and they're just like, yeah, I don't know what's up, but like it's just a lot harder these days to get followers, and I'm not sure why, but I think there's like different ways to grow your following, and that's just gonna like go back to like consistency, like posting and being real and posting consistently, so they have that relationship with you where it's not like I struggle with this. So I'll be like really good about posting, and then I just like won't be in the mood to do Instagram stories and like talk to the camera, and then I'll just like not do it for 4 days. And I feel like that might be not so beneficial to growing my following, but consistency is key, and like really making your image very clear who you are, and not being too confusing to your followers, if that makes sense. Like, don't be like all over the place, I guess. Like, I've noticed bloggers who are very repetitive in a way that they do things, their followers are more connected with them, like more, I forgot the word, but
they're kind of strong in one niche, so yeah. to speak. Yeah, they do yeah. clothes or they do.
They food. Kind of like yeah, they kind of zone in on one on like a area, and they just kind of keep on feeding that information to their followers, and I think that makes a stronger relationship. And that's something I've noticed with a few different influencers. So it's something that I have to work on too. Like sometimes I'm just like, no, I don't feel like it. Yeah. Like I don't feel like talking to the camera right now, but.
I think that's a challenge today. How do we balance real life with filming and with taking pictures? Because it's so interesting today when you go to a concert, there's this amazing artist, and the only thing you see is people filming almost the whole performance.
I know.
And if I would ask like 10,000, when do you go back and watch that
Literally,
video?
Literally, that's what I was thinking.
It's crazy. Yeah. Why do we do that? We have this never, obsession of doing
weird.
It.
It's weird. It's weird. And even when you're posting it on your social media, guaranteed those people are like swiping right through.
Yeah.
Like they don't really watch it. And I don't know why we do that, because I'm guilty of it too.
Yeah, me too.
Like say my favorite song comes on, I'm gonna like get out my camera. But like, will I ever go back and watch that? Probably not. It's really weird. I think it's just like a natural reactions that we do as humans.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like we're getting this addiction of sharing everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And how do we balance that? It's almost like being at a buffet. You don't know where to start, and you start taking more and more, and all of a sudden you're just overfull, and
yeah.
it's too much. And it's so hard for me to feel, how can we be present in the moment but still share? Because social media is great. And I mean, you created a career out of it, and there's many that does that and many that can do it. But how do we keep, like, how do you work with that kind of balance?
I mean, yeah, it's hard because that goes back to like me not wanting to film every day, you know, like it's just, I don't know. Like, it's like I have two options. Should I film everything that I do and like every single moment and like grow my following that way? Or can I just like have my moments where I want to just not think about filming anything and not capturing the moment and living real life, you know? And most oftentimes I go with the second option, you know? Like, that's just what makes me happy more than growing a following. Like, there's other ways to grow a following too. So it's not, I don't feel like I need to capture every moment and put it on social media. And I don't know, it's just like some things are meant to be more private and like lived out.
I think you have to have boundaries and put boundaries
yeah.
also, because otherwise if you share everything, then you lose that magic touch of human interaction, right? Relationships and
yeah.
all those things. And we live in an age, especially if you live in Los Angeles, if you want a date, you can swipe how much you want. And like, is that really how we want it to be? Just swipe to
yeah.
the next one? Is that good for the confidence and for like, for good relationships are something that you work on for a long time, right? If we always give up that, and I'm struggling with that, and I'm very intrigued to see how we're gonna develop
yeah.
as human beings.
And I'm struggling with everyone just being on their phones and being more and more awkward, like
yeah.
in real life situations. Like, I'm obviously guilty of like being on my phone when I probably shouldn't have,
yeah.
but like even at like blogger events, it's like I will not post anything. Usually like you're expected, if you get invited to a blogger event, like a lunch, you should probably take some photos and like post about it later. But a lot of people, they like post right then and there, and then that's like time on their phone. And then like I've been to like lunches where like a lot of the girls are just like on their phones, and I'm guilty of it too. But I've learned now to just like take my photos, and then I'm not on the phone and I can post it later, you know? Cause I don't know, it's just like, let's talk to each other. Like, let's not act like we don't know each other also.
Yeah.
And like, even when you're on the street or like your neighbors, like I hate the feeling of like walking by a neighbor and they're just like looking down.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, no, like, always say hi to your neighbor and, like, always be friendly with a smile. Like, it makes you feel better and it probably makes them feel better. So it's like a win-win, you know? Like, if you guys are both passing each other on your cell phones looking down, it's just like... You know?
I know. It's so interesting. There's so many people that are working jobs they hate, and they're... For one thing, they don't like their job. For the second thing, they're doing their job really bad. So it's two bad things. Maybe if you have a bad job, maybe do it really well. It will lead you to a better job, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't be in a bad job and work bad too, because that's not good, right?
Yeah, I mean, you should never work bad, you know? Like, if you don't like your job, you should quit.
Yeah.
And you should find something that you love. And obviously, like, there's not going to be a perfect situation every time, like, oh, I'm going to quit and then I'm going to do this and then I'm going to make a fortune, you know?
Yeah.
You need to work it, but also, like, you, if you're unhappy and you're not the personality that can, like, stick through it and, like, kill it and, like, possibly build up this great resume so you can go somewhere else, like, everything needs to be, like, with a plan, like, to improve, you know?
Yeah.
To just, like... Deconstructive?
Yeah.
To be like in your desk and doing a bad job at your job that you don't like is deconstructive. Yeah. Like, that's not doing anyone any good. So why are you there? You know?
Yeah. And one last question. We're all about sharing your journey, but I really want the people that are listening to this and watching to really and truly do something with their own life. So if there's only one thing that you want them to take home with them and do something right now with their life, like to improve it in some way, what could be that first little step, you think?
Career-wise, I would say go for the goal that you set out, and also, like, network. Like, I mean, networking is such a huge way to improve or to, like, to get somewhere where you want to be. Like, ask around. Like, if you want to start a business of making jewelry, like, ask around. Like, oh, like, go into boutiques and, like, say, like, hey, like, here's my product. Do you like it? Like, go to farmer's market. Like, be proactive. And I think that's going to get you a long way. Like, just being proactive, putting yourself out there. And I know it's scary. Like, I struggle with that too. So that's definitely one of my goals that I'm going to be taking home from this podcast is just being more proactive and networking, because that'll get you far.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Hannah.
Yeah, thank you.
I had an incredible time here today with you, and I think we shared a lot of interesting thoughts and ideas, and I'm glad to have had this conversation with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and thank you everybody for listening in. If you like what we do and if you enjoy this podcast, share it with your friends, your family, subscribe, because we want to help 10 million people. And I can't do it myself, and Hannah can't do it herself, but together we can go far. I know that. And every person counts. And if you're listening to this, you're important to me. So let's catch up and see you guys next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.